מה שהזיק? יסרע מה שהזיק. What do Edom Zaymim in pay? Edom Zaymim l'chayra pay more than they were mazik. Because Edom Zaymim pay even if they were mazik zero. If Edom Zaymim did zero damage, then they also have to pay. So, what do you say? No, so it's a question under my Yama Mam in Bechlau. What did you say? Gemara says it, but the Gemara says that it is that way. Even though it's half a PK. But why is it Mammon? So again, the question is that Edom Zaymim do pay more than they were Mazik. L'chaira, they weren't Mazik anything. They just tried to be Mazik someone. Edom Zaymim is Kasha Zama Masas. So Rashi doesn't mean that it's two conditions. Either one of the two conditions makes it a knas. Or
it's explained.
It's explained.
Well, they think that knas because they're a cause of
the Hashem came.
Which is not
something
that's
dependent
on what
the
Aedus was.
So now, what about Kefil? Isn't Kefil also not a Dabakatsim? If you learn the Rashi that it's all one thing, it would seem to be Shreya from Kefil. It seems as if the Rashi is like, it seems to be saying two things. I mean, Lashon doesn't sound like it, but called the Mishalim Yoisa Masha Hizik, you're going Kefil to Jumi Dalvehe, Kari Knas. That's one thing. We'll come on back there. There, like Va'oid, called Dabakaz Amitayr is also a Knas. I don't know why he has to eat it, but he's explaining Knas. Kagain, in this Mephata, Mayav Shemet Hashem, Rakulav Knas. Abi Dechridim, Amon. Seems to be a Rashi.
I thought I saw someone that said something like a case where they paid. They made them pay already, so by any time they made them pay.
The truth is that this kasha is bechlala kasha on Asuvya. We're calling Edom Zaymim in a mazik. We're calling Edom Zaymim a mazik. And l'chayr Edom Zaymim are not mazik. They're only people who try to be mazik. They're real mazik. So the Tosis on the bottom, the Edom Zaymim in the Riva, was bothered by that kasha. Hirish Riva, afilu shilam api Edom Zaymim in chayavin. Taisa says that Edom Zaymim by Mamin is even if you paid. Even if the person you said Edus about paid. You come in, say plainly is chayav money, and he paid. That's also Edom Zaymim. And that's how Chayach a case that you're Mazik. You said a false Edus, and you're Machayav and Mamin. So that's how it to be called Mazik, and you have Echa Timtza of Mazik.
That
you could have Edom Zaymim is this Efshe B'Chazara, so you were a mazik then. The Edom Zaymim said Edus about someone. Really, Edom Zaymim is only Kasha Zaman, and not Kasha Asim. So here, the Riva sounds like he's trying to have it both ways. He's saying, it's not Kasha Asa, because you can give it back. And you are a mazik because you did it. It's funny to have it sort of both, in both places. Tosfos here is saying that Edom Zaymim in Dabu Machayiv Mamim, it's called Kasha Zaman. Because even though they did it already, it's Efshe B'Chazara, so what they did doesn't count. So that means it's considered to be only Kasha Zaman, not Kasha Asa. Yet it's also called a Mazik because you did it. If the whole point is it's Efshe B'Chazara, why are you a Mazik? The whole Svar of Taisis, or Shimon Neistis Kasha, the whole Svar of Taisis is very, very difficult. this discussion comes down to a chakira that's in the Beis Halevi, in the Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Beis, Ois Yud Aleph. Also in the Grach Al Hashas, I showed it to some people today, it's in the Grach Al Hashas on Bava Kamma, later Daf Tezvav. And everything it says in the Grach Al Hashas is in the Beis Halevi. The Grach Al Hashas was printed by Talmidim. So Reb Chaim probably said, oh, the Beis Halevi was Reb Chaim's father. So he probably said the Beis Halevi and they printed it in his name. But it's clearer. The truth is, the way it's written in Grach Al Hashas is a little clearer. Reb Chaim, we'll call it the Beis Halevi, declares the following shayla. What is the reason for lamdus of Kasha's, of Eidim Zayinim? This is a shayla b'chlal, like a hagdama. If you'd be learning Makis, it's a hagdama to the first parak. What is the reason Eidim Zayinim pay? Learn two ways. In Reb Chaim's lashon, you can learn either. Why do Eidim Zayinim pay? Because they're a mazik. What did the Eidim Zayinim do? They came into Beis Din and they tried to be mechayiv someone money. Or Misa, or Malkus, whatever the case may be. But in the case of Mammon, they try to be Mechayev, the person Mammon. They're Mazikim. Except that a normal Mazik accomplished his Hezik. A normal Mazik is someone who broke someone else's window, or killed someone else's shar, or punched someone else in the nose. That's a normal Mazik. Eidim Zayimim, the Torah is Mechadesh, there's this new kind of Mazik, that he has a machshava lahazik. If it's Eidim Zayinim, then that's also a type of mazik. That's how Reb Chaim explains the first tzad, which I guess is the way you would have to learn Rashi. That it's called a mazik because of the machshava lahazik. Here the Torah said that even though you only had a plan to be mazik, that's enough to be mechayiv. That's Reb Chaim's first way.
How is that different?
It's true, but there it's a davar katzav, so it's a knas. Here it's not a davar katzav, so it's not a knas. You pay whatever it was that you were trying to be mad. Or, Reb Chaim says, maybe a second way. Maybe Eidim Zayinim has nothing to do with Hezek at all. You can learn Eidim Zayinim has nothing to do with Hezek. It's an Aveira. And the Torah gives punishments for Averis. Sometimes the Torah gives a punishment of Malchus. Sometimes it gives a punishment of Misa. Eidim Zayinim, it gives a punishment of Kasha Zaman. But it's an Avera, it's not a Mazik. It's an Avera for which the Torah shtel davek a punishment of Kasha Zaman. This is Reb Chaim's clair. Yesh lachkor b'dinei Eidim Zayinim. Is it a Mazik tikadin? Did you a Mazik someone? Or is it a just an Avera? The Torah gave you a punishment of Kasha Zaman. Why would we say it?
Yeah.
Let me finish the Reb Chaim, but I would say it because the Mishnah Gemara here says Chof Dalav Avos Nezikin. That's really why I would say it. Reb Chaim doesn't bring our Gemara. Reb Chaim brings a raya from Das Tezvav. I'm not going to explain the raya until we get there, but he brings a raya from Das Tezvav that the second way is correct. That it's not Alt Mazik, it's Alt Avera. And it's a punishment for an aveira. It's not a din mazik.
What if the first way though? If somebody swings at somebody and misses, so he's a mazik, just carry them and give him a thing to bet.
Well, it's hard to call him a mazik. He had machshava to be mazik.
Right. So
well, the point is that in one place the Torah punished the person for machshava to be mazik. He knew his machshava was accomplished. But Eidim Zayim is a chiddush shechitshatayr, the Gemara says. It's a chiddush either way. So, what is the kavanah chiddush shatayr? The chiddush is that we give him a din mazik even though it's only machshava lahazik. That's the first way to learn. The Torah gave him a din mazik even though it's only machshava lahazik.
No, we can't ask questions in the Gemara and Shas because we have Rabbi Kibu with Zikra holds the second.
Zicha holds first side or second
side? I mean, not like that.
First side.
The first side, we, no, like that, that, that goes, and I,
If you learn Rabbi Kiva, well, it's a knas.
All
right, it could be, unless Rabbi Kiva has a different reason that we have yet to determine. We don't know yet what the machlokes is totally in this moment.
Well, Rabbi Kiva learns
that it's a knas. So it could be. Could be means ledina that we don't pass on to Rabbi Kiva. I'm not sure.
How do we put a reason on
it? We do, so then Chaim is talking. Rabbi Chaim is saisim in this chakira. How he holds in Rabbi Kiva, we'll put aside. We declare. I'm asking. We declare. Let me first tell you over to Reb Chaim, and then we'll see. Yeah.
Actually, for the reason on Kasher Zon, Kasher Zon is not what they did wrong. Kasher Zon is the way he found out they were lying.
Adam Zaydamin, it's true. You could have Adam, you can have people who say false Adis 100 times, and none of them become Zaydamin. And you can have one more time, they become Zaydamin.
But they didn't do anything more or less wrong than anyone else.
There is a cause of either way.
They can't say it's a punishment, it's a punishment.
But the point of Reb Chaim is that the Torah was Bechadish. By Adam Zaymimin, for reasons unknown to us, why the Torah is dafka b'chayv Adam Zaymimin, but the tzura of the chiyuv that the Torah put on him is a chiyuv mazik. That's the definition of the punishment of the Torah. Torah said, for whatever reason, we don't know why, that by Adam Zaymimin you pay for machshav, you pay for your machshav al hazik. Now that kavanas haTorah could be it was just a punishment, or could be the Torah gave him a din of a mazik. The truth is, I would agree with you and Reb Chaim that the second way is the most mustavidic way. Except that it's hard to get away from the fact that our Gemara calls it Chof Dalet Avos Nezikin. The Gemara calls Eidim Zaymin a Mazik. It doesn't sound like it's Dama punishment. It sounds like it's a punishment for being a Mazik.
Well, the Chof Dalet, we can't think about it as well. The only value is in this Gemara is the top of the
Amid. But all of the other ones more Mazik. It's only Eidim Zaymin you have the problem with that he wasn't Mazik anyone. He just tried to be Mazik. Okay. The
Reb. That's
what I'm saying. The first way, in fact, that's listed as a mazik, certainly sounds like the first way. Reb Chaim comes on deep as the second one. Well, we can't say that because, like he said, if you swing a baseball bat at someone and you miss, that's not a mazik that Torah is machayev. There's only one mazik, I think, in the whole Torah where you get punished for machshava lahazik, and that's Eidim Zaymin. So once you're chayev, yes, then you can say that it's included. The
Shemra
was not mazik. Shemra was mazik. You gave her a bad name. What do you mean? Torah says, lesbu mamayna klal. Torah says, there's no punishment on nezik and the punishment that you pay is a knas. But unlike Eidim Zaymimin, what? Well, you certainly, by Maiti Shemra, you're Maiti Laz on somebody. And the person Maiti Laz on someone. And maybe Eidim Zaymimin is also Maiti Laz on someone. Maybe that's why it's also called a mazik. It fits in Chav Da'alav as Nezikin, it's Lamaisa, because it's Tzar, maybe. It could be that's why it's in the Mazikin. Because for Maisa, even though you can declare why you pay the amount you pay. But for Maisa, you did cause somebody. At any rate, Reb Chaim brings a very geshmak araya. You have to chap to. You can chap, you don't chap, but it's a very geshmak araya. And Reb Chaim also brings this raya. It's based on a Tosfos Makis, but the bottom line of the raya is the following. What's the punishment for killing someone? The punishment is that the murderer gets sayif. Now you all know there are arba mises bezdin, the skila sreifa heri v'chenek. Skila sreifa are the more chamer ones, and sayif and chenek are the more kuladika ones, less painful. Now, if someone kills someone else, let's say someone kills someone else by giving him skila. What punishment does the murderer get? He gets saif. So for the mazik of killing people, the Torah said, what do you get? That the murderer gets saif. If you actually kill a person, then the murderer gets saif. If Adam Zaymimim walk into Bezdin and say, this person is chayiv skila, and they're Muslim, what do they get? they get skila. If they come into Bezin and they say someone's chayav skila, they get skila. So now, 1 minute, let's try to figure this out. Why do Edom Zayman get punished? The first thought was that even though they only had a machshava to punish, the Torah said we give them, even though they only had a machshava to be mazik the other person, they get punished, kilu they did. So 1 second. If somebody actually kills someone else with skila, he only gets sayif. If someone tried to kill someone else through skila, if you're punishing him for being mazik the other person, could he get more than sayif? How could he get more for a machshava to give him skila than he would get if he actually gave him skila? Very geshmakaraya. Because if you're going to learn Edim Zaynanin, the chi of Edim Zaynanin is atmazik, then the person who tried to do something to someone can't get a worse punishment than the person who actually did it. And the person who actually gave skila to someone else, he only gets sayif. So how could it be if the machshava, you try to give someone skila, that a person gets more than sayif? Can't be. It must be that Edim Zaynanin is just a punishment for a specific aveira of saying false avers. This is the punishment. You get kasher zaman. It's not altmazik. It will be altmazik. You couldn't get skila for trying to kill someone. It's even killing him is only sayif. That's what Chaim's right. Yes.
You can never try to prove anything without a claim.
You can never try to prove anything to a Kaaba Chaim, Aaron. I understand. You know, the Gemara in Daf Beis, Amid Aleph, says they can't say Kaaba Chaim is Be'edim Zayman. Then the Gemara later on Beis Amid Beis says that Kaaba Chaim is Be'edim Zayman. You know that? Farshim Jav. When do you say, when don't you say? So, what you're actually asking in a sort of a backwards way, the Bessel lady asked in a different words. But this raya, it's a haflanika raya. From the fact that if you try to kill, it can't be worse than if you do kill. So it can't be automatic. But in the tradition of Chaim, it lives with this raya. So the Beis Halevi, if I understand it correctly, says 1 minute. He has a problem. I'm going to leave with the problem, because we have to get back to the Ganidain here. But the Beis Halevi has a problem. He says, what's his mastana? Elamai, it's not altmazik. Edim Zaymin, I'm not altmazik. Edim Zaymin, it's just a punishment. The Torah gave you a punishment for saying false edits about people. And since the Torah gave you a punishment for saying false edits about people, that punishment could be worse. So it's up to Beis Halevi, what comes out? It comes out the Torah said, for killing someone, you get a certain punishment, for actually doing it. For trying to kill somebody through false witness, you get a worse punishment. In other words, the Chochma HaTorah, for whatever reason, was geyser, that even killing someone does not deserve as bad a punishment as saying false avis to try to kill somebody. We can clarify why it should be that way. But that's the Beis Halevi says, that's what comes out. Right? The Torah gave you an einish for saying, trying to give someone skila, the person gets skila. And for actually giving the person skila, you don't get skila. It means it's worse to say false avis about a person and try to kill him. That is worse than actually killing him. The punishment is worse. That's what comes out. Yeah. No. Then they're equal. If they're equal. If you hold the heretic is worse than chenek.
Yeah.
If you hold that side is worse than chenek, so then you get a step up. So what we're saying is that so let me rephrase it. What's saying is the Torah said that to give kasha zamam is such a fitting punishment that even if it's worse, we give kasha zamam. That's basically what was said. Frektibes Halevi, if so, the re doesn't make any sense. Tosis Vedim Zaymimin, the re makes a kalvachayimah. Rima Farish, let's start like that. Gabi Mami Mechaydin Alu B'Kalvachayimah. What's a Kalvachayimah? Madach, if you tried to be Mechayiv someone money and you were unsuccessful, you get an Ayin Shekasha Zamam. So therefore, if you were successful in being Mechayiv in money, you certainly get Kasha Zamam. That's the Reis Kalvachayimah. That's which is Kalam, which is Chamer. The Reis says, what's worse? Trying to be mechayev someone money, or being mechayev someone, or successfully making him lose money. The Reis says successfully making him lose is worse than trying. This is the Kal v'Chomer. Madach, if you try to make someone lose money, you're chayev. If you're successful, you're certainly chayev. That's the Reis Kal v'Chomer. That Reis Kal v'Chomer, that being successful in causing someone a hepsis, is worse than trying, is the opposite of the Reb Chaim and the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi's whole point is that trying to give someone skila is worse than giving him skila. Why? We don't know why. Chachmas HaTorah. That trying to give someone skila, you get a worse punishment than if you actually give him skila. That's what comes out from Chaim and the Beis HaLevi. Ebezai, Frekta Beis HaLevi, how could you say this Kal v'Chomer of the Re? Kal v'Chomer of the Re is that madach, if you try to cause somebody a hefsit, you're chayiv, so if you're successful, you're certainly chayiv. But I don't know, the Torah seemed to say that if you're unsuccessful, if you try to do it, it's somehow more chamor than if you actually kill the person. So that's the Beis HaLevi's kasha. He says it's teretz, but I'm afraid I'm going to lose the whole. If you think about it, there's a logical teretz to it. It's sort of a mind teaser. There is a difference between the cases. But again, getting back to the ikker that we're discussing, the ikker we're discussing is that both the Beis HaLevi and Reb Chaim hold that Edim Zaymimin is not a type of a mazik. Edim Zaymimin is simply an Aveira that a person does, and the Torah gives him an Einish for it, Vizehu. L'chayr, we have a problem why the Torah puts that into the category of Chavdalat Avos Nezikin. If it's an Aveira for which you get a punishment. Unless we'll say that it's like Maitzi Shemra, Einish on the Fat, it's an Aveira for which you get a punishment. Just included in it, is it that there's some type of a Hezek that's had taking place as you do it? And then the hezek, I guess, would be that you mitzar the person. However, the hezek would be spelled out. What?
Why isn't it like Avitna? I'm not getting punished for this. So I'm getting punished
for the Avera.
I stole.
So that means that it's not, the punishment is not for being mazik someone. No, but it has to be called a mazik. Einis mefata emaiti shema, you cause someone tsar. So I guess Edom Zayman, you have to say the same thing. That's called a mazik because you cause someone tsar.
You have to take
yeah, but you can call it if you call kaful mazik because there was a hezek that was done.
I take back the hezek. There's no longer a hezek. Once I came back to Karen, there's no longer a hezek. The hezek here is that I stole his car. I gave him back his car. I still have to pay for another car. Well, I possessed another car. There's no hezek. There's no hezek any longer. The first is you didn't have the hezek enabled. You were called by hezek. You have to do. You have to give kaful. Same thing over here.
You were touched to Tarot. Either one of Tyson's two Torahs, that's what he's saying. The problem with, at least with Tyson's first Torahs, is Rav Shimon's Kasha, that Efshe B'Chazara makes it that it wasn't done. Like the Re, you're right. At the Reva, I don't think you're right. Because if Efshe B'Chazara's Pshat is there was no Hezek.
And so the Torahs had to be the Avera of Bidenba.
So how, why is that called Mazik?
It's not. It's just one of the Chavdalat Avos that are part of the Kikaron that I have to pay from the.
All right. Certainly, the Taprashi, it's a problem with. Rashi says that you're not paying Yosef Mashahizik. It's also a problem, unless again it's going like the Riva and it's the Reshe Bechazara, and since you did it, what? I'd be happy with that. That you're a mazik, you took it away. You're supposed to give it back. Doesn't make it us now. I'd be masking. But then, why does the Riva call that nakasha also? The Riva is coming and telling me that if you make someone pay money, that's only kasha zama. It's nakasha also. Since you can give it back, it's nakasha also. Right? So that nakuda, if you want to not call it kasha also and still call it a mazik, it seems to be you're taking the same thing from two ends. You're not calling it kasha also. It's only kasha zama. And yet, you're saying that he was mazikim. Okay, could be that day that's what the Riva meant. It's just somehow not so satisfying. Yeah. All right, Al-Kaponim, this is the Shaila by Yerim Zaynimim. Two ways to learn. Okay, let's move on. Daf Tezvav, we'll come back, hopefully. Let's see. Zakti Gemara, you saw like Rabbi Kiva, listen to Trega Avnei Shara, listen to Shara Dazik Shara, listen to Shara Dazik Adam. Once you're plugging Rabbi Kiva into this Brisa, so Rabbi Kiva has a different Shita. Now we learned elsewhere that Rabbi Kiva, I'm Rav Tam Shechavel Badam Mishalim, but Mais and Nezik Shara. So it comes out, Shara Dazik Shara and Shara Dazik Adam are two different categories of Din. The Teretz is, so Tabi Rabbi Kiva Gzizei. Rabbi Kiva limited his own Chiddush. The Tanya Rabbi Kiva, I am a Yachal of Tam Shechal of Adam Mishalim and Aliyah, Tam Alayma Yasa, Alayma Gufa Mishalim, Vena Mishalim and Aliyah. So Mimela, it's not true that Tam Shechal of Adam has a din like a Mu'ud. Doesn't have a din like a Mu'ud. Since he doesn't have a din like a Mu'ud, he's not counted in the Chaf Dalet of Nesikin, where we're not counting, Tam is not counted there. So Mimela, it's not counted. Oynes, I'm a fact, I'm a Tishemra. The Mamayna who listening. Manashach, what's Mom? Inezek tonale, itzar tonale, ibayshes tonale, ipagam hainu nezek. Mayisloch lemeim a kenasa, biknasa like a mayim. That we already said that we're not talking about kenas. Hametame medami umenaseh the mamayinu who listening. So the Gemara says manashach. He has a sheni nika shmei hezek a tonale nezek. He has a sheni nika lo shmei hezek havalei kenasa, kenasa like a mayim. Now here we have to explain. Metami Midamu Manasseh. Hezek Sheini Nikr. You have to explain what that is. And to understand the din. Now, what's Bizman Azeh? Hezek Sheini Nikr. I'll be an example. Bizman Azeh, Hezek Sheini Nikr. I guess Metami doesn't apply. We don't know Truma today, but I guess Hezek Sheini Nikr would be if you mix Treifus and Kosher by mistake in someone's house. And you tar for something of his, you make a trade. So, you take a fleshiger pot, you're in someone's house, you take a fleshiger pot, and you cook milk in it. You take a nicker and a nicker. Good. You put his half piece of chicken on his milchika china. Now he has to throw it out. It says a nicker and a nicker. You can taste it. The bleas are there. An expert could taste them. Is it a knicker? Right, if you can taste it, it's knicker. Once if you can't taste it, what happens if it's mimbi? What happens if you brought some tray for meat from some other city and you visited Brooklyn and you cooked it in someone's pot? Someone's pot is tray. That has a knicker. It's mimbi, I can't taste it. It has a knicker and a knicker. I can't see bleus. Maybe most people can't see bleus in a pack. What? It's not. It's not. But mimbamina, you can't tell, right? It's meat and meat.
It can't be any worse than mixing because if you mix human
mice
and human hulin, that's
the
hezek
shenicker,
they're both there, so why should
you
gain
that? Because we have a shenicker. Okay, let's see. The thing is, the first I just have to tell you the Gemara before we go any further. If you didn't look at the Gemara yet, the din of Hezek Sheni Nicker, you have to know a Mishnah, Chizki, and Rabbi Yechon. What's the halacha by Hezek Sheni Nicker? A mezid is chayiv, a shaygig is potter. Hezek Sheni Nicker has its own rules, even though other mood loyal. But Hezek Sheni Nicker, only a mezid has to pay. A shaygig is potter. What's the reason for this difference? The Gemara asks, Marsha, if Hezek Sheni Nicker is a Hezek, you should have to pay even b'shaygig. If Hezek Sheni Nicker is not, you should be potter even no matter what. So the Gemara has two explanations, Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechon. Listen carefully. Chizkiya says that Hezek Sheni Nicker Shmei Hezek. Really, a Hezek Sheni Nicker you should have to pay, no matter what. Just Chazal made a gzeirah. So they were afraid, let's say someone comes to your house and accidentally they cooked milk in your fleishiger powder. What are they going to do? They're going to quickly pour it out, wash out the pot, and they won't tell you about it. Because if they tell you, they're going to have to pay for the pot, or pay for the china, whatever it is. So Chazal made a takana that shaygeg is potter, so that if someone accidentally is metame your thing, or tarfes up your thing, that he should tell you. He shouldn't be afraid to tell you. Now if he did it for days, he's not going to tell you anyway. But if he did a pishaygeg, then we don't want to give him like a financial incentive to not tell you. So Chizkiya, midrabban, and the shaygeg doesn't pay. So like Chizkiya, Hezek Sheni Nicker, Shmei Hezek. And shaygeg has a special dispensation, a special exclusion that the rabbanim made. Rabbi Yechanan says no. Rabbi Yechanan says no, Hezek Sheni Nicker, lo Shmei Hezek. Really, minat Torah, a Hezek Sheni Nicker is off the hook. If someone's metame your things, minat Torah is potter. The Rabbanu made it say, Shelo yehei kol echad metame ta'aroisav shel chaveiro. A person's going to go, he hates somebody, he was angry at someone, he'll be metame his things. And he's going to be potter. Shelo yehei kol echad metame ta'aroisav shel chaveiro. Chazal said, if you do it for mezid, you have to pay. It's kind of the Rabbanu. Shaygeg, you don't have to pay, because Hezek Sheni Nicker lo Shmei Hezek. For mezid, you have to pay. We paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, therefore, our discussion is going to be like Rabbi Yechanan. So we paskin Hezek Sheni Nicker lo Shmei Hezek. That's the kind of Rabbanan that mezid didn't have to pay. Now, before we go further, why? Why should Hezek Sheni Nicker not have to pay? Who cares if it's Nicker or not? What's the svara? Biachin saying, Minatayra, Hezek Sheni Nicker, you don't have to pay. The one who says you have to pay is easy. Torah said, Adam Amazek has to pay, so Adam Amazek has to pay. Like Rabbi Yechanan, Hezek Sheni Nicker is potter. Why should he be potter? Huh? And it's ruined, it's time. Adam Amazek. Who's Mazik? What are you saying? Why? Who's Mazik? I had something that's worth $100. New Matami, now it's worth $50. Sure.
I didn't Mazik value, so the Mazik wasn't even physically a Mazik.
It might have been Mazik the value. Don't you always pay when your Mazik to value?
Physical damage, I do it. So one out of value, I got to pay what is the damage. Usually, it's physical damage, and now one out of value.
So what you're really saying is that where's Adam Amazik? It says, what does it say? Makeh behem yishalmeh. I mean, the Kuntz Yeshurim, it goes back to what we said the first day, that there's no svarah chitzayna that Amazik is chayiv. When the Torah says yichayiv, yichayiv. When the Torah doesn't say yichayiv, you're not chayiv. The Torah doesn't say anywhere that Hezek Sheni Nicker is chayiv. When the Torah says Mazik of Adam, it says Maki Behema Yishamena. What's Maki Behema? It means you take a knife and you kill an animal, you wound an animal. The tziur that the Torah said a chiddush of Adam a Mazik is Hezek Nicker. Hezek Sheni Nicker. somehow it's less. I have to understand why it's less. I'm not 100% sure. But somehow it's a step less. The Torah wasn't mechadish then. There's a shein in Nikah. The Torah was not mechadish such a chiyuv. Why is Hezek shein in Nikah less taka? Who cares? Who cares if it's physical or not physical? You care if someone took your pot of meat and threw it out, or if someone took your pot of meat and put it in the veil. Let's say in a case that's not a machlokes Rav Shmuel, let's say a case that like everybody is eating nicker, like Matami. In such a case, just missing a little bit, why in Svara Hezek Sheni Nicker is less than Hezek Nicker? Huh? If I take, you have a baseball bat, I break it in half. Okay, Irish Locha for Nacha, the whole bat is here. Right. Okay, so now I have food, and now I'm metamit. I have Truman, and you're metamit. Now it's worth zero. So I can't tell you the same thing. It's not Truman anymore. It's Truman tomato. Before it's Truman tomato, now it's Truman tomato. It's not usable. Who cares if it's not usable because I break it in half? Or if it's not usable because I metan it. I'm not sure. This thing, I'm so satisfied. I don't understand. Who cares if it's nicker or not? Again, at first glance, who cares? But that'll be a question. Let's talk about what the definition of Hezek Sheni Nicker is. That why it's Makula Dik. I don't have an Aramak, and I have to think about it. Why should Hezek Sheni Nicker be more kuladik than Hezek Nicker? But in the Kuntres Hashurim, this is in Shir Aleph Aisir Dalit, he brings the Machlekes Rishonim. What's the Taich Hezek Sheni Nicker? What makes something yeah Nicker, not Nicker? What defines Nicker and not Nicker? He says Rashi Shita in Hezek Sheni Nicker is that there was no physical change to the nizik. The thing that was damaged had zero physical change. Any time there's no physical change, that's Hezek Sheni Nicker. Rashi's lashon here is any nicker. Gan hacha deina nezik nicker b'seicha peiris the loy chasar lahu. There's not nicker in the peiris. Nothing's missing. There has to be something missing either. And Rashi in Gittin is Lashon is Shaloi Nishtane, nothing changed. Either way, Rashi Shita and the Rambam Shita is that if there's no physical change, that's called Hezek She'enei Nicker. And if there is a physical change, that's called Hezek HaNicker, which is the Torah Pashuk Shad in Hezek She'enei.
Why can you compare it to
Hezek HaNicker? Shemechina was a Hezek HaNicker? It was stolen from the Shemechina. It's Nicker. The Shemechina lies. He has it. He's lying and saying. I think the guideline of Hezek Nicker and Eina Nicker is all in the taich of Adam HaMazik. The fact that the Torah is mechayev other things, so the Torah is mechayev other things. Mitzvah Shemar is also not Nicker. There's nothing in Nicker. But the, I think, talks to me that the guideline of Hezek Nicker and Eina Nicker, as it's mentioned in Shas, is only about Adam HaMazik. Why, I'm not sure. Think about it. But what? So it's a separate Av HaMazik. No one said it's Nechlal and Adam. We didn't say it's a separate Mazik, separate from Adam. It's a different way, and Adam could be Mazik. The Gemara said, what's the Adam Zayman?
It is part of
Adam. Light Amish, they mean. And you tell me Adam and Chamili rather. You can include Ganav also in Adam Amazik. When I say Hezek Nikah and Hezek Shere Nikah is Nikhla Adam Amazik, I mean in the Pratiyas Nikah Adam Amazik, the Parsha of Makabei Mishamel. At any rate, this is the sheet of Rashi and the Rambam, that the thing has to have a physical change. There's a Tosis in Bava Basra, Beis on the Beis. The case there is Mechitas Kerem Shenifritza. Remember from the beginning of Bava Basra, Gemara there talks about a vineyard which is next door to a ordinary field of wheat, let's say. Mechitas Kerem Shenifritza, the wall separating them was destroyed, it fell down, it has a hole in it. For whatever reason, the halacha is the Bala Kerem is the one who has to fix it. The owner of the vineyard is responsible to fix it. If the owner of the vineyard fails to fix it, the wheat next door becomes asa from his grapes. His grapes render the wheat next door, the tool next door, kalei akerem. It's asa b'hanor. And the Baal ha kerem is b'chuyav to pay. Zok Taisus, is that a hezek nikker? Is that a hezek shayna nikker? So Taisus says that obviously it's a hezek nikker. The Gemara is mechayiv spama. Why? He says because anybody who looks could tell that it's aser. If you look at it, you could see there's a kerem here, there's a tvua here. There's no separation, there's no wall between them, there's no space between them. Tosfos says that that's called Hezek HaNikar. Nikar meaning
that
the earth doesn't mean that the
kerem
has
to go.
Well, it's growing every minute. So it's Nikar that as it's growing, it's becoming awesome. It might take a week.
If I drove by the field and I sit there and I look,
you could see that it's climbing. You could see that there's gap and there's some more.
Unless you're sitting there and waiting the whole time.
It is better. That's Tyson says. You hear what Tyson's saying? Hezek She'enei Nikar, and this is Tyson Shita. That Hezek She'enei Nikar is not totally in a physical change in the Dover HaNizik. It's not halacha in the Dover HaNizik. It's a halacha in the Mazik. That the mazik has to be nikkur. By tfuah and kerem, it's not, it is nikkur of Tosfos. And therefore it has a nikkur. Now Rashi and Bava Basra would disagree. Rashi holds it has a shayna nikkur, talking in the case of mazik, and if I have anyway. But Tosfos holds it's a case of hezek hanikkur, by mishitas kerem shenifritza. And Tosfos has a new shita in Hezek She'enei Nikar. Tosfos shita is that Taich Hezek She'enei Nikar is something that someone driving by who knows the halacha, who looks at it, can tell that there's a hezek. Someone looks. Now, obviously, if you break someone's baseball bat, it's Nikar. Anybody who looks at you sees that you're destroying something. When you apply in Bekerem, that's a hezek on Nikar. Because anybody who's there could see that it's causing a hezek. It has to grow, so maybe you have to wait there to see it grow. But Lamaisa, the hezek is nikkur. A person who looks can see that the hezek happens. You should ask, if so, what about matana? If I put a sheretz on someone's wheat, you're saying in our Gemara that's hezek, shayna nikkur. But it's a place that should be hezek and nikkur, no? take a dead sheretz and I put it on the guy's food. And as a kazikar, anybody drives by I could see he's being metame. So you're telling me metame is only osir, is only hezek sheni nikar in cases where it's not nikar. Is that true? Well, Tosis answers, I don't feel like it's terrible. Tosis answers that even if you see someone put a sheretz on someone else's tavua, it might not be tame. Why? What? A dead sheretz. A live sheretz, not the time, only dead sheretz. If I put a dead sheretz, even if its head is cut off, even if I take a dead sheretz and I put it on someone's tavua has to be Mokshir Lekabel Tumah, it had to have become wet. If I just take someone's tavua and I eat Matame, it's not Tame. Only it's a Mokshir Lekabel Tumah. You can't tell if it's Mokshir Lekabel Tumah. So therefore, if I put a sheretz on someone's tavua, it's a Hezek Shein Nikar. You can't tell if I'm being nice. Masha'en Kain in a case where there's Klayim Bekeren, that anybody could see. So Hezek HaNikar. Now, what you're all asking, what happens if the tefillah is dripping with water? So say Achinami, then it says Achinami. What? Oh, I was thinking to answer that. So two possible answers. Let's say I put a sheretz on someone's wet tefillah. Either I could tell you an Achinami. I tell you no, because the halach is that it's only if you want it to be wet. It's not as though it's wet. It's not a great parrot for exactly the reason. What? Could be it was coming beforehand. The Maaseh Tosfos, I think, himself says the way I'm saying. I guess the assumption is that Stam Tvua, if you go over to Stam Tvua with the sheretz, the assumption is you're being the Tvua. Stam Tvua is not Tvua. We had Mechudosh Nikashit of Tosfos that Hezek Nikar is not a physical change. It could be called a Hezek Nikar without a physical change. As long as someone is going by could see that there's a Hezek happening, that has a din of a Mazik. That's Taisa Shita. Nafkamina, what? Yeah, cases that would be a Nafkamina. You have to think of cases. Klein Bekerim itself is one Nafkamina. According to Taisus, Klein Bekerim is Hezek Nikar. Shagig is also Chayiv. According to Rashi, Klein Bekerim is Hezek She'en Nikar. And above about it, it's talking by Mezid, but otherwise it says a Sheen Nikar. So it's one Nafkamina. They bring a Faker to Nafkamina. I think in the Kuk Sheshurim brings a Nafkamina the other way. By Tsairim Oizen Bechar. If you make a nick in the air of a Bechar, there's a donkey, not a donkey, a sheep, that's a Bechar. If someone is Tsairim Oizen Bechar, he damages the Bechar. Is that a Hezek Nikar or a Hezek Sheinu Nikar? Is that a Hezek Nikar or a Hezek Nikar? So, if you take a normal animal and you make a nick in the ear, it doesn't go down in value, not a masher. Who cares if you're it's not gonna, you don't buy a sheep for its looks. If it has a nick in the ear, it doesn't change anything. So there, he says, like Rashi, that's a Hezek HaNikar. There's a physical change. It's a Hezek HaNikar. Light Tosfos, it's any Nikar. You can't look at an animal and tell if it's a Bechar or not a Bechar. Some of you go over to an animal and you tell him he's not. It's Hezek Shein and Nikar. Only if it happens to be a Bechar, then it's a Hezek. You can't tell by looking at an animal if it's a Bechar. So Mamela, he considers that to be, like Tosfos at least, a Hezek Shein and Nikar. Can't ever use it as a carbon. right, in a situation where it makes the value of the animal go down. In a finale.
Isn't that value going down?
In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, probably. Unless, it's not lav dafka, it could be, I don't know the truth. The truth is, if there's an abundance of animals, if one animal is not usable as a carbon, it won't make its value go down, because who cares? There's enough animals for carbonists, and there's enough of demand. If there's not enough demand, then you'd be right.
Moving to the animals nearest the carbon that you want to get out of it.
Well, you know the halacha is that if you nick the ear of a bechor b'mezid, it's also forever. Rabban made a takana that if somebody puts a mum b'mezid in a bechor, that it's, it never has a heter. So it's a hezek. You know, Torah, you're right. They nick the ear.
I do. It doesn't matter.
So maybe I did him a favor.
Right.
Yes, no, that's true. How the takana was set up. No, there could potentially, Bizman Azeh, having a Bechor is a chsar moment. Bizman Azeh, no one wants a Bechor. If you have a Bechor, you have to feed it, and you can't have enough of it. That's why today in the farms, if they have a Bechor, they sell it to a guy. They sell the pregnant cow to a guy before it gives birth. Because a Bechor is not a good thing, a Bechor is a bad thing. Nowadays, if a Bechor gets a nick, it's a wonderful thing, because then it becomes full.
Why doesn't that
just
say by the Talmud that you don't know if it's true?
Because if you're the Talmud full, it also is a hefsek. It's also a hefsek. A kapanim, this is the machlokes. Okay, tomorrow I'd like two things. Before we go weiter, the next ikkar sugya here is Meisr Mefadl, which is a couple of lines down. But before that, in order to finish on this machlokes, the Rashi and the Rambam, there's a Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuris, Perek Gimel, Halacha Chaf Ches, I believe. It's the last Rambam in Perek Gimel, and the Kesa Mishnah's Kasha. And that's just me. If it's done by tomorrow, we'll find somebody who says that Kesef Mishnah's Kasha should be totally in our discussion. There's a second thing I'd like you to look up. In Yeridaya, Simin Shimem Tesef Gimel. My goal is to try to figure out how do we paskin. Do we paskin like Taisis, or we paskin like Rashi and the Rambam? So there's a case in Yeridaya, Simin Shimem Tesef Gimel, which is a raya to this discussion.